flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back here to Hurricane Hotline. A lot of stuff to get to here as we continue on with the show. Miami and, boy, the Canes are coming off a tough one. 117-74. That was the final score when they took on SMU this past Saturday. You look inside the numbers here for Miami. And unfortunately, defensively, it was a tough one for the Canes. They allowed SMU to shoot 69% from the field. They shot 56% from three-point land, going 14 of 25. Meanwhile, Miami shot just 46%, 26 of 56. They were 4 of 14 from three-point land. And Miami got out-rebounded in that game pretty handily here, 29 to 17, the rebounding margin there. The Canes did get a big game out of Matt Cleveland, who finished with 31 points. Unfortunately, though, for the Canes, nobody else in double figures. Miami is going to need other guys outside of Matt Cleveland right now to step up and try to contribute here as they are on the road now out west, and they will take on Stanford tonight, take on Cal over the weekend. So it is a long West Coast swing here for the Canes. We had a chance to talk to assistant coach Cody Kimble after the Hurricanes fell to SMU 117-74. Here's coach's takeaways from the loss.
All right, back inside the Watsco Center where SMU has defeated Miami 117-74. Assistant coach Cody Kimble is with us. This is going to be a tough one to break down, coach, and we appreciate you taking the time to come here after this loss. I'm not exactly sure where to start, but defensively today, it was tough. They shot 69%. Which I believe was an ACC record against Miami. 117 points, the most points given up by Miami in an ACC game. What did they do so well against your defense?
Well, I mean, the first half, the first 10 minutes of the game, our defensive effort was just, you know, not there. I mean, non-existent. I mean, they had 20 points within the first few minutes of the game. That was inexcusable. I mean, they made shots. I don't know how many dunks they had at the rim. They made 14 threes. But there's got to be more resistance defensively. Second half, I thought we came out with a little bit better effort and energy. But, you know, again, execution has to be much better. And simply laid an egg to start the game on that side of the ball. Offensively, we struggled as well. So, you know, obviously poor performance.
I guess the question fans would have in this one, because you could see, you mentioned the effort. For players, when do they say enough is enough? Enough dunks? Enough, when do they say getting scored on us that easy is enough?
Yeah, I think that what you're touching on, Josie, is the competitive spirit of our group. And you know, we've been beat down some. We've lost some close games in league, and I know that wears on you. But like you said, at some point we need a leader in that locker room to step up, and the competitive spirit's just got to be better. And we got to stop the bleeding, right? SMU is a good team, and especially on the offensive end, and we knew that coming in. But to start the game, you know, like we started the game, and then when they did miss, they got the ball back. First half, They missed 8 shots. Well, they got 6 of them back. We had 2 defensive rebounds the first half. So the effort and the competitive spirit, like we're searching for that. And, you know, that's got to be better. And there's been Miami teams in the past where I always thought the spirit of a Miami team was pretty special. So we got to find that.
Along those lines, if there was a lesson for, I don't know, young players or new players at this level, if you're not going to play with the competitive spirit or effort that you mentioned, the other team is not going to back down. If you're going to say, hey, we're not going to play today, the other team is going to say, we're going to punish you. We're going to play even harder. If you're not going to challenge us, we're going to knock you out. And I think that's what SMU said.
Yeah, SMU kept going. I mean, they just kept fighting and kept going. I mean, they didn't even sit there. Two guys, two
if you're not gonna,
in until.
It's not their problem if you're not going to play.
Exactly.
They're going to say, you don't want to play, we're going to punish you. Is that what happened?
Yeah. You know, they just kept punching. And, you know, adversity is always – it's unavoidable. You know, the obstacle is the way. And when we face that, we got to figure out how to rally. Again, somebody in that huddle, somebody on that floor has to rally the troops. And we have to respond and stop the bleeding. You're going to get punched in the face. This is the ACC. We got punched tonight, and we just kept getting punched and eventually just knocked out.
Mm-hmm. What do you, Coach Courtney, DJ, what do you think you'll be able to do here in the next couple of days? We take off for California on Monday, so this is a pretty quick turnaround here.
Yeah, well, first, I mean, we got to give them a day off. Tomorrow will be off, and then we'll get on the plane Monday. We'll practice and then get on the plane for a road trip. But, you know, we're going to dig into the film and watch this, and I think it's important for our guys to see some of the lack of competitive spirit, some of the offensive rebounds they got, some of the uncontested dunks they got, some of the wide-open threes they got. And our challenge is to get these guys to be multiple-effort guys. It's not just one effort, but it's a second and third and fourth and sometimes a fifth effort in the same possession. So that's our challenge as a staff. I mean, we're going to keep pounding the pavement. We're not going to give in. We're going to get these guys, you know, hopefully to play together and play with the competitive spirit that Miami teams have had in the past.
All right, very good. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, that was Hurricanes assistant coach Cody Kimble as Miami looking to get back on track here. The Canes have been knocking on the door, but now it is a tough test here for Miami as they travel out west. For the first time here, the Canes will get Stanford tonight, and that game coming up at 11 o'clock this evening, and they will take on Cal 8:30 on Saturday. So a couple of late games for Miami, obviously not as late in the West Coast time zone there, but still late for us here out on the East Coast. Miami and Stanford will tip things off tonight at 11. Our pregame here on WQAM will begin at 10:30. So a lot of stuff to get to as Miami gets closer to tip. Miami and Stanford. Stanford comes into this game 12-6. They're off to a pretty good start here on the season. So the Canes will certainly have a tough test as you look at Stanford recently here. Their last 5 games, they have wins over North Carolina, wins over Virginia, and a win over Virginia Tech. They did lose to Pitt and Wake on the road in there, but a couple of good home wins there against Virginia and Virginia Tech, and then of course going on the road and beating UNC, a tough place to play as well. So this is a good Stanford team. Miami will have their hands full here this evening, see if they can get their first conference win of the year. All right, we are going to take a pause here. We have a lot more to come on this edition of Hurricane Hotline, so don't go anywhere. Alex Dono is going to stop by. We're going to talk some Hurricanes football as the offseason is just getting going here for Miami. A lot of moves to be made, a lot of roster spots to be filled. So we will talk to Alex Dono, and we'll continue on Hurricane Hotline.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Whether you want to,
bye, bye, bye,
in a bear market, or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market. Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.